This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ireland is being especially welcoming to refugees from Ukraine. It could take in 100,000 people. Ireland has a population of less than 5 million, slightly less than the state of Alabama's. The Irish Prime Minister says he can draw from a multi-billion dollar COVID relief fund to pay for free bus and train passes for refugees there. Meanwhile, there's growing pressure over in Britain to force that government to waive visa requirements for Ukraine refugees. Just 3,000 of those have been granted. But British people have been working to support Ukrainians, including those with family ties. Here's Victoria Craig, Marketplace BBC in London.
This kitchen in East London, where a pot of tea is now being prepared, belongs to chef and cookbook author Olia Hercules. It's seen it all, recipe testing for award-winning cookbooks and gatherings with friends. But 2 weeks ago, the cookware was stowed away, and now only a forgotten pot of food lingers on the stove. The optimism, once plentiful in the chef's haven, has melted away, because now this kitchen is a war room.
Thank you so much. That's perfect.
For the past 2 weeks, Olia has been trying her best to man her battle station. She was born and raised in Ukraine, but has lived the past 20 years in London. While her immediate family resides with her in the UK, her extended family, including her parents and brother Sasha, are all back in southern Ukraine.
My brother messaged me and he said that he's not going to leave, that the situation is extremely desperate and that he needs to go and join the territorial defenses. But he realize that when you join, you're only given a rifle, and that's it. There was no protective gear, there was no helmets, no protective vests, not even knee pads, no radios, you know, nothing.
That conversation spurred Olia into action. In just 2 days, she collected nearly $150,000 to buy as much protective gear as she could. Olia and her team of friends and volunteers found a complex route to getting supplies to her brother and his team. She told me she hoped it would arrive the day we were speaking, and as if on cue...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
There you go. Oh, it's my brother.
Oh,
is it okay?
Yeah.
Aloha? Woohoo! Oh, class!
He got the supplies she sent.
Honestly, to hear his voice right now, he just feels so like he's just like, yeah, this is so amazing. Like, we're going to be okay, you know?
A moment of elation. But for Olia, this victory is only the start.
My long-term plan is to raise money to build cookery schools for teenage children post-school so they can learn a skill, so they will be able to make money for themselves. And also, food is so incredibly therapeutic, maybe it will also be of help in a psychological way as well.
Olia says though she can't right now focus on food or cooking, she hopes to one day soon fire up the oven, put on her apron, and leave the fog of war behind. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.